In some significant news from Brussels this morning, European leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron of France, are gathered there, and they have decided that the EU will start discussing a future trade relationship with Britain. This is a pivotal moment in the UK's long and fraught Brexit process, and NPR's Frank Langford is in Brussels following this. Hi, Frank.
Hey, good morning, David.
Okay, so I know this is just giving the green light to start talking and negotiating, but what does this mean, and why did the EU approve this?
Well, it's a big deal for the United Kingdom because they voted, people there voted 18 months ago to leave the Brexit vote. And now the United Kingdom comes back here and the economy's not doing that well in the UK, and they want a new trade deal and they want it as quickly as they can get it. And the EU is willing to agree to it in part because the UK basically agreed to pay $50 billion as a divorce settlement from the European Union. And also agreed not to put a new border between Northern Ireland, which is a part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, which is an independent country and part of the EU. So the EU basically got what it wanted and now is saying, okay, we'll start talking with you again.
Okay, so it sounds like this was really important for the UK to do this if they were giving up on so much.
It has dominated news and conversation in the UK now for many, many months.
So where do we go from here? What's the next step?
Well, the next step is really interesting. The Donald Tusk, he's the head over there at the council, and he said, you know, he said, congratulations to Prime Minister Theresa May. This has been bitterly fought at times. And also said, you know, the UK, you have 3 months to go back and kind of get your act together, figure out exactly what kind of a new deal you want. And that's very important because there's been a lot of political disarray in this over Brexit in the United Kingdom. A lot of back and forth. In fact, recently, just a couple of days ago, there was a rebellion in the Tory party, Prime Minister Theresa May, and it got so nasty in the newspapers that someone actually made a death threat against one of the members of Parliament. Yeah, so this is very intense, and so now Theresa May goes back home to London, and she starts to formulate what her offer is, what she wants from the EU.
Well, so Frank, what are these negotiations like? Is this like two countries who are going to act like they never knew each other, starting from scratch to build a trading relationship, happens here?
They do know each other extremely well. Yeah. The UK has been in the EU for many, many years. But what's going to happen is this. The UK is going to come back, and they're going to kind of say, you know that deal we had before? We love that deal. We just don't want to have migrants coming here to the UK anymore. And so give us the best possible deal. The EU is going to say, that's not how a club works. And in fact, the EU is expected to drive a very hard bargain. And the EU, seems to very much in the driver's seat. It's the economy of the European Union is massive, over 500 million consumers. And the sense is that they're going to drive a very hard bargain. One reason to do that as well is they certainly want people to appreciate the value of being in the EU. And they're not going to let some member just cherry pick a deal because others then would want to.
And Frank, it doesn't sound like you're inside a building with meetings going on. Where are you exactly?
No, I'm not. I'm actually right outside the council building. And the reason I'm standing here is there's this really interesting mural that says the future is Europe. It's a 5-story mural with birds. And what struck me about it is there's been a real shift in optimism here. You know, after the Brexit vote, the Trump election, people here were very depressed. They were worried that the EU might actually break up and fall apart. And the United Kingdom has had its problems, and other right-wing populists haven't done well in Europe in elections. And there's a sense of much more optimism and confidence here than there was even 12 months ago.
NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from Brussels. Frank, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it, David.